Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Danny Cohn. Here with me today are Drs. Anna Valerieva and Thomas Butgereit. Today, we'll discuss the how to build a multidisciplinary team for the management of hereditary angioedema. Anna, let me start with you. Can you explain to me why it is important to have a multidisciplinary team in the care for patients with HAE?
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me. In the case of HAE, I think it is most of all important to have that multidisciplinary team. Because we really do need physicians with different specialty background to be also well aware about the specifics of HAE. So the awareness about the condition is not that widely spread. So that's why we really do need experts in various specialties to know also about the specifics of this rare disease that also have some specific symptoms like abdominal attacks or the risk of having airway angioedema upon exposure to a triggering factor, which might be something that the patients will need to undergo when they're at the clinic. So if we have any intervention that would be also affecting the airways, we really do need an HAE specialist, but also a specialist in the other specialty who is well aware about HAE and also his specialty. In my clinic, I work in an allergology clinic, so we collaborate from our perspective with physicians from other specialties, and we see that the work with anesthesiologists is really important in the case of our patients who will need to undergo specific surgical treatments. We are also very well collaborating with obstetrics and gynecologists. This is, I think, very important for the female patients who tend to need specific consultation with regards to their contraceptive methods, but also if there's looking for a pregnancy and need to go some specific stimulation related to reproductive procedures. Also, the abdominal attacks very often might cause difficulty with obstetric gynecology differential diagnosis. Not less important is the collaboration with dental medics, so dentists. Dental procedures are really challenging for HAE patients. I think you would agree also from your perspective that these patients need a cardiologist also to be well aware not to use worsening medication.
Thomas, let me now, I'd like to ask you the following question. How do you build your multidisciplinary team? Where do you start? Do you have any advice for other physicians?
So, Danny, I think to answer this question, it always starts with motivation. If you're an HAE expert, if you're interested in this rare disease, you really like to collaborate. You really like to push projects forwards, and you also want to learn about differential diagnoses that could be considered in these patients when they have their symptoms. So what I usually do is that I frequently attend grand rounds of the other disciplines, the ENTs, the gynecologists, and also maybe psychiatrists, to teach them about the disease, about the symptoms, and also to learn from them what they know about other symptoms that can mimic HAE attacks, so that we can really work together on maybe a single patient and learn from each other. This is HAE related, or this is due to another cause, maybe, let's say, irritable bowel disease, when I talk to, for example, the gastroenterologist. So it has a lot to do with learning, motivation, and running projects together, and also in an academic setting to publish together, to answer questions that remain to be answered in the future, to provide better care for our patients in the future.
Yes, I think in the end, it's all about making allies. You find the right persons that are also have a common interest. And if you can share your interest with theirs, then that's always a very fruitful combination and collaboration. Well, that has been an excellent discussion. I would like to thank you very much. And also, I'd like the audience for joining us today. We hope this information will be helpful in your practice.
You have been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by MedCon International and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.